Our next storyteller, Susanna Salomon. You could make that louder. Susanna Salomon is the Latino Services Officer for Alpine Bank. She acts as the strategic and administrative leader of Alpine Bank's ongoing efforts to serve the Hispanic and Latino populations throughout Colorado. She also serves as a board member of the Aspen Community Foundation, the Latino Chamber of Commerce in Boulder, the State of Colorado Minority Business Advisory Council, and the Americas Chambers of Commerce. Susanna was born and raised in Mexico and has lived in the western slope of Colorado for the last 7 years. She holds a bachelor's degree in engineering from the Monterey Institute of Technology and Higher Education, which is one of the most prestigious universities in Mexico. Susanna has worked in the areas of electronic banking, compliance, and information technology for Alpine Bank. She has also translated multiple banking resources into Spanish and recorded radio and TV ads in Spanish for Alpine Bank. Susanna has been invited as a guest speaker for Power Her Up for Success in Battlement Mountain High School, the Western Colorado Latino Chamber of Commerce Anniversary Dinner, Glenn's Korea Expo, Co-Venture, Miss Strawberry Day contestants, and the Rifle High School. It's so critical, the work of our professional Latinos coming out into the community and sharing their stories coming over and how they've started their lives again. It's incredibly inspiring to hear. And while in Mexico, Susanna worked as a computer science professor. Her skills include leadership, interpersonal skills, self-learning, self-motivation, collaboration, coaching, communication, time management, and adaptability. Susanna lives in Newcastle with her husband. She pursues challenging opportunities that help her grow personally and professionally. In her free time, she enjoys traveling, hiking, and playing piano. Susanna believes in leading by example and being a positive influence. You've certainly done that for me, Susanna. Her passion is people, caring for others, and playing an active role in her community. Let's make a huge round of applause as we welcome up this powerhouse, Susanna.
My life in Mexico was pretty good. I had a stable job as a teacher in high school. Two brothers, one sister, my parents. We were a happy family. We had a lot of meals together, celebrations. And my family had truly worked hard to build a good reputation in our town. My dad was a pastor of a very conservative Christian church. We had a lot of friends. And the community connection was great. I felt safe. I was even used to some of the bad things going around, like the shootings, the drug cartels, and some secrets in our family. I thought I was safe. But there was a curiosity inside of me that kept echoing, that kept pushing me for more. And to be honest with you, I feel stagnant. I felt like my life was in a stage where I needed something else, get out of my comfort zone, risk something. And most importantly, I felt lonely. I was single and I did not have my other half. So in the middle of that comfort, I decided to try something new. I decided to go online to Christian Mingle and meet people in other places in the world. I met people from Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, United States. And that is how I met Andrew from Colorado, who is now my husband. At the time, That relationship was not approved by my family, especially my dad. The fact that Andrew came from a Christian church that was more modern and contemporary, the fact that he had tattoos in his arms, and the fact that he came from a split family was not well received by my parents. And my dad said, "Stop talking to Andrew." And I was truly a good daughter. I was always obedient. I was always thoughtful. I was a nice daughter. But I knew in my heart that I had to strive and go for something on my own. I needed to find myself and grow. So I kept talking to Andrew. We kept talking for months. And after 8 months, he came to Mexico to visit me. I felt that it was my dream, a dream come true, to find somebody who loved me and somebody who connected so well with me. I was so happy that I decided to come to the U.S. to meet his family. And that visit to Colorado turned into a permanent stay in Colorado. We got engaged, we got married, and I was, and I said, yes, I married an American man. My life was about to start, that new start, that fresh start that I was wanting, that change in my life was finally happening. I got a job and I was excited. This is probably not the best job that I could get, but it's a start, I'll be patient, and I'll work towards something else. The problem with me is that cultural shock here in the U.S., even though I had okay English, was harder than I imagined. The different culture, not having friends, not having that good reputation that my family had worked so hard towards in our local community was pretty much non-existent here. My skills that were well-known in Mexico were not transferable to the United States. And even though I was willing to work hard and start fresh, I did not know how to do it. The truth is, I felt incapable. I felt small. I was a new immigrant in this country, and I did not know how to voice my opinion. I did not have a strong voice. I felt in depression, and in some moments, I felt the desire to go back to Mexico. I told my husband, "Andrew, I think that I like to go back to the U.S. I'm showing all my potential that I cannot work, but I'm still not moving forward. What's wrong?" And I did not want to go back to Mexico because I did not fully feel like I belonged in Mexico either. I had a lack of identity. There was some hard feelings from my family towards me for leaving them or for breaking some of the family traditions, and I felt very lonely. There were times where, even though I tried to express my feelings, not even my husband could understand me. He said, "Susana, just try your best." And it was terrifying. I hit rock bottom. I was truly, truly considering suicidal thoughts. I felt very lonely. But in the midst of those hard times, I realized that angels exist. And I said, "God, if you exist, show me something. Show me you are here." And my coworker Anne from the bank came and saw my pain. And she said, "Susana, I think you need this book." And this is so emotional for me, because this is the first time that I share publicly the book that changed my life. And this book is called "Nice Girls Don't Get the Corner Office." Nice girls don't get the corner office from Lois Frankel. And my friend Anne said, you know, give this a read. Read this. See what you think. Maybe a little bit different to what you're used to, but just read it. And I read it. And as I was reading, I was like, oh my gosh, I never thought that if I worked on myself and I worked on my voice and I worked on my intentions and my dreams, I could do something and I could turn my dreams into reality. So all those tools, I started to put them into practice. And I would wake up every morning with a decision to change my life, with a decision to voice my opinion, with a decision to put away all fear. This was so foreign to me because nobody had taught me to do that. I was always a good daughter. I was always loyal to my friends, to my husband, but I knew that I had to find myself. And I realized that I was pleasing others and that I was trying to make others happy. And that was why I was so lost and so depressed. I did not know what I wanted. I did not know that I was capable of more. And reading that book led me into reading not only 2, 3, 4, or 5 books, but over 30 books of self-help and psychology and how to get a strong voice. And I decided to... I found that the power of reading was what was going to change my life. And not only that, but putting into action everything that I was learning. It was very hard, but I was very intentional. And I would go into work every single morning. And instead of trying the typical activities that I would do in sitting with my coworkers and doing the usual, I would try new things. I would go and sit next to the big boss. And I would ask questions in the meetings. Voice my thoughts and say, why not think outside of the bigger picture? Why not do things different? And slowly but surely, I started noticing differences. I started noticing that people noticed me and that people invited me to places. And I felt so different. I felt so proud. I felt like a new person. And all these little victories took me into a new position, into a place. I got a promotion. And I learned that anything we fight for, we can get if we have the right attitude. And yes, if we are patient, but also if we put energy into what we want to achieve. And I realized that I was not going to stop, that if I don't want to go back to that depression, into that stagnant place where I was before, I needed to keep moving forward. One of the things that my new position was going to require was public speaking, which terrified me to death. But I decided to give it a try. And even though it's uncomfortable, I have committed myself to say yes. To say yes to keep growing, to say yes to getting out of my comfort zone, giving a leap of faith and going for more. So here, I am with all of you, getting out of my comfort zone and truly hoping that my story is able to speak to you, all of you, in knowing and trusting and being sure that your inner voice and who you are can be stronger than any noise around you. Thank you.